The moon and Mercury are currently in Sagittarius. The moon at 24 degrees. Mercury at 17 degrees. But the moon will go into Capricorn tonight, setting up for tomorrow's new moon in Capricorn. The sun is currently at 8 degrees Capricorn. Pluto is currently at 0 degrees Aquarius. Venus is at 25 degrees Aquarius. Saturn's at 15 degrees Pisces. Mercury was just square Saturn. Mercury's at 17 degrees, which means it's just getting out of the 3-degree engagement with Saturn in that square. The moon is at 24 degrees. It will square Neptune today at 27 degrees before it goes into Capricorn, and that'll be this evening sometime, depending on where you are at. The moon in Sag, Saturn, and which is interesting, because now that I look at it, it's interesting because the moon is in Jupiter's sign. Jupiter's at 13 degrees. Also, just getting out of engagement with Mercury at 17 degrees in an opposition. But Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, right, is in detriment, and the moon is squaring Neptune, which is in Jupiter's other rulership of Pisces. Neptune, dreams, illusions, delusions, and Jupiter's wheel of fortune. And the moon is the high priestess. So the high priestess is having a tower moment, square Mars, with the weird, and while Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces and Sagittarius, is in the sign of the lovers, in a tug of war with the magician, in the sign of temperance. Interesting energy out there for relationships. And currently, it's kind of loose, but this Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn is creating a T-square in mutable signs. From Gemini to Sag to Pisces, with the escape hatch being the Virgo part of your chart. Venus is currently at 25 degrees Aquarius. Uranus is at 23 degrees Taurus. Venus is still within that 3-degree engagement. And so we're still in that Venus-Uranus square energy. Square is Mars energy, tower energy. So what will we have here? Did I say Neptune was the hangman? Hopefully I did. But Uranus is the fool. So we got the fool having a tower moment with the Empress, Venus. With this T-square energy, as Mars at 2 degrees retrograde Leo, and Pluto are engaged in the opposition. Pluto being at 1 degree, Aquarius. Mars being at 2 degrees, retrograding back to 1 degree. The North Node being at 1 degree, Aries, in sextiling energy with Pluto. For the tarot people, Pluto being the judgment card. Judgment is in opposition. Judgment is having a Saturn. Opposition is Saturn type energy. All right. And so Saturn is the world card. So judgment is having a tower moment. Wait, judgment and the tower are having a tug of war or the world moment as we headed to a new moon tomorrow. What could all that mean? Beliefs, words being said about beliefs, tension with loved ones, tensions about things that we love, fights over individuality, fights over authentic expression of self. What could be said from the shadow spaces that push us to out of stuck areas and make us move from stagnant energy? That's the energy out there in the air right now, I guess. So take that and do with it what you will. Find those signs in your chart. Where's Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces for you? What houses does that fall in? What houses does Aquarius and Taurus fall in? Find that energy and insert what I said. With that being said, thank y'all for rocking with me. You know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.